We're now going to have our Bible reading, which comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. When Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the baby who was born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, as were all the people in Jerusalem. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law and asked them where the Christ would be born. They answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea. The prophet wrote about this in the scriptures. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not just an insignificant village in Judah. A ruler will come from you, who will be like a shepherd for my people Israel." Then Herod had a secret meeting with the wise men and learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. He sent the wise men to Bethlehem, saying, "Look carefully for the child. When you find him, come, tell me so I can worship him too." After the wise men heard the king, they left. The star that they had seen in the east went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They came to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their gifts and gave him treasures of gold, frankincense and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they returned to their own country by a different way. It's a fantastical story, this, isn't it? It's about a star leading a group of people on a journey whose destination they hadn't got a clue about. They did not know what the end of their journey was going to be like. It's really quite remarkable. And it's a story where there's all sorts of myths built up around it that the Bible doesn't give us. So it starts by telling us that they were kings or magi. Now, we've had processed up to the front here three wonderful kings, and if you've not seen them, do come have a quick look at them later. But we had three kings, and some ancient traditions give them names. But actually, the Bible doesn't say there were three kings. What the Bible says is they brought three gifts. It could have been two kings bringing three gifts. It could have been eight kings bringing three gifts. Doesn't matter, really. But three gifts were brought, and some kings brought them. And we're told that they followed the star. And people have tried to explain what this star is about. Was it a supernova? Was it some vast explosion in the universe which caused some strange light to go which dragged them on? Was it a shooting star they were following? They're going mighty quick if that was the case. We don't know. I don't think it matters. There was a star. They were led by that star. It seems to me that they weren't quite sure where they were going because they were stopping people on the way saying, "Where should we go?" They got to Jerusalem and they said, "Where should we go? Where are we going to find this king?" And we're told that King Herod was very unhappy. Obviously, he felt a bit usurped. He'd not heard about a new king. As far as he was concerned, he was the king. So he called his courtiers together and his learned people and said, "What's this story about a king?" And they search the scriptures and they find in the book of Micah that little bit of writing which says, "Bethlehem, even Bethlehem, that little tiny village just outside Jerusalem, Bethlehem will produce a king one day." So they give that message to Herod. Herod passes the message on to the kings. And he gathers those wise men together, those magi, and he says, "You go and find the king and then come back so that I too may come and worship him." He had no such plan in mind. He sends the kings off. They go to Bethlehem. And the story says that they do eventually find the child. The story has moved on. There's no talk of babies and there's no talk of stables. We're now talking about children and homes. So the chances are they didn't find baby Jesus, although most of the artists portray baby Jesus there. They found Jesus. It could have been Jesus the crawler. It could have been Jesus the toddler. They found the child Jesus, and they brought gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, those are rather special gifts. Gold is a gift you give to a king. It's wealth. Frankincense is the very finest form of incense. You might have smelt in the church as you came in a slightly different smell. The incense was burnt for the 8 o'clock service this morning. Incense traditionally is a wood which is burnt, and the smoke goes up to heaven. It's a picture of prayers going up to heaven. The idea is that frankincense given to the child Jesus was an indication that he was a link, a connection between humanity and God. And then myrrh is another substance that you wrap on a dead body. So there's a sense, there's an image there that the death of this child has some importance. But that's a story for another day. So the kings bring their gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then did you catch the next thing they did? They worshipped him. They didn't just leave the gifts and go. No, they saw in this child something unique, something really special. They had the epiphany. They suddenly realized that God had sent himself in human form to earth. And the only response that was possible was to worship him. And so they knelt down and they worshipped the child. They worshipped the baby Jesus. That was their epiphany. That was their reaction. Because they saw at the heart of the universe, there was a God of love. A God without love wouldn't send himself to find us. A God of love would. And then there was a dream. And in the dream, the kings were told to go home another way. So they packed their bags and they went off, not going back to Jerusalem, but heading for home. Wherever home was. Home might have been North Africa, it might have been the Middle East, it could have been India, who knows. They went home. So we have a story built around a star. And I've got a little job. We haven't got many youngsters today, but if I've got some youngsters who are on a mission, could I have some helpers? They've just found the toy box. So they're free. Do you want to come and give me a hand? No? Okay. Do you want to give me a hand? One will do. I could do with some others. Now, you'll notice that I'm wearing a star. Okay. Now, in the congregation here, there are people wearing stars. There are about four of them. If you can find them with a star, they've got a little something for you. Don't get too excited. It's only a piece of paper. Okay. And then I'd like you to bring the piece of paper back. But if Steve's, you're going to help as well. Okay. So have a look through. Go down into the congregation. See if you can find some gold stars. I can see two from where I am, but I know there's about four. If you're wearing one, you might want to... Oh, and when you find the person with a star, ask for their piece of paper. Oh, one piece of paper found. Oh, Terry's giving a helping hand. That's very helpful. Ah, I think Laura's got something. Fantastic. Do you want to bring those up? How many have you got there, Steve? You got one. We're looking for one more star. Do you want to unwrap those pieces of paper and see what they've got on them? In fact, you can put them on the floor. We'll see if we can make some sense. What we've got is four letters, one on each piece of paper. And we've got two up here already, two more coming in. What letters have you got?
L and V.
Let's see what Alex has got. Oh, you've collected the stars as well. You can keep the stars. That's very good. You wear the stars. That's really good. And we've got the letter E. And we've got a letter O. Now, can you turn those four letters into a word?
Love. Oh.
She got it in one. She's written L-O-E-V, but that's close enough. Love. I'm so glad you didn't find Vol, because that's a talk I've not prepared. The heart of that story, the heart of that journey, was the discovery of love, the love of God, which came in human form to find us. It was a life-changing finding. It was a life-changing discovery. I love that last phrase in the story of the kings. The last we hear of them is we're told, yes, we're told there's a dream, but I just like the last little phrase which says this. They went home by a different way. And I suspect that's the picture that happens, or that's what happens in all our lives when we encounter Jesus. We go home by a different way. We are changed people. We can't go back the way we came. And I think my prayer for this year, for all of us, is that we have a bit of an epiphany. We have a bit of a discovery of Jesus, which is different and new, and sends us on a different way. And it might be a first-time discovery of him. And Charles has already mentioned that the course from Christianity Explored is a good place to start asking questions. But it might be you've been on the journey for a long, long time, but actually it just needs a bit of a nudge. It needs a bit of a slight change of direction. And maybe the epiphany will happen this year as we encounter Jesus afresh, the love of God afresh. We have to be changed. We've got to be different people, and we've got to go home by a different road.